And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 6th of September, 2025. Today is International Vulture Awareness Day, held annually on the first Saturday of September. These remarkable creatures are nature's cleaners, ecosystem guardians, flying giants, and devoted parents. Vultures efficiently consume carcasses and organic waste, thereby preventing the spread of deadly diseases that could devastate wildlife, farmed animals, and even people. Vultures can withstand bacteria and parasites they pick up from carcasses thanks to their strong immune systems. Many vulture species have bald heads, as any feathers on their heads would collect bacteria and parasites. Vultures urinate on their legs and feet, as their urine helps kill bacteria and parasites. After eating, vultures bask in the sun to dry any bacteria on their bodies. These charismatic birds are facing a global crisis. 16 of the 23 vulture populations are endangered or threatened with extinction. This catastrophic decline is due to direct and indirect poisoning and illegal hunting. Without these sentinels of the sky, the consequences for our environment would be severe. The first Saturday in September is also National Hummingbird Day. Found only in the Americas, as they have gone extinct in the Eastern Hemisphere, hummingbirds are known by their dazzling colors, tiny size, and speedy flight. There are hundreds of species of hummingbirds from Alaska to Tierra del Fuego. Hummingbirds have outstanding spatial memory and can remember feeder locations years later. They are also able to keep track of bloom peaks and remember which flowers they visited. This is because a large portion of a hummingbird's brain is occupied by the hippocampus, an area dedicated to learning and spatial memory. Hummingbirds can visit more than 1,000 flowers in a day, consuming up to half their weight in nectar between sunrise and sunset. They pollinate thousands of different plants. The smallest bird in the world is a hummingbird, and he's lighter than a dime. The blue-throated mountain gem's heart beats as fast as 1,260 beats per minute. Some hummingbirds can enter a state of torpor, reducing their heart rates to as few as 50 beats per minute to conserve energy and survive cold temperatures. Most hummingbirds beat their wings 60 to 80 times per second. The name hummingbird comes from the humming sound their wings make as they fly. These birds' flexible shoulder joints allow their wings to rotate 180 degrees, which enables backward flight and stationary hovering. The calliope hummingbird is the smallest long-distance migratory bird in the world, traveling more than 5,000 miles each year. Thanks to the bird's incredible flight ability, hummingbird migration can be surprisingly fast. The ruby-throated hummingbird, for example, makes a non-stop 500-mile journey across the Gulf of Mexico in less than a day. If you have the space, support hummingbird habitats by planting nectar-rich native plants and avoiding the use of pesticides. Today is the birthday of Mark Bekoff, born on this day in 1945. Mark Bekoff is an American biologist, ethologist, behavioral ecologist, and writer. Ethology is the science of animal behavior. He has been described as an activist who embodies non-aggressive means. He promotes the idea that responsible assertiveness is invariably superior to aggression. In 2000, Bekoff and Jane Goodall announced the formation of Ethologists for the Ethical Treatment of Animals to develop and maintain the highest ethical standards in ethological research, with a focus on cognitive ethology and animal sentience. He has written about the grieving rituals of several different species and has recently written articles expressing his belief that non-human animals have spiritual experiences. Mark Bekoff said, "Research on animal morality is blossoming, and if we can break free of theoretical prejudices, we may come to better understand ourselves and the other animals with whom we share this planet." The publication of Bird Brain, An Exploration of Avian Intelligence by Nathan Emery was on this day in 2016. This lively and accessible book shows how birds have sophisticated brains with abilities previously thought to be uniquely human, such as mental time travel, self-recognition, empathy, problem-solving, imagination, and insight, written by a leading expert and featuring a foreword by Franz de Waal, renowned for his work on animal intelligence, Bird Brain shines critical new light on the mental lives of birds. And here's a poem for today, The Hummingbird by Emily Dickinson. A root of evanescence with a revolving wheel, a resonance of emerald, a rush of cochineal, and every blossom on the bush adjusts its tumbled head, the male from Tunis probably, an easy morning's ride. The Hummingbird by Emily Dickinson. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to aspire to be a bird brain today.